Quiet, please. Quiet, please. American Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for today is called Tap the Heat, Bogdan.
I'm Bogdan, and I can lick any man in the house. I'm Bogdan Petrovich. That's my name, and I'm from Synagoga, and I can lick any man in the house. Especially Irishers. In Synagoga, we lick them all. Irishers, Austrians, everybody. We don't kid around in Synagoga. You remember a town in Synagoga called Sarajevo? It's my hometown, Sarajevo. And when I'm a little kid, I go to school with Gavrilo. Gavrilo Princip. I thought everybody know who is little Gavrilo Princip with the glasses and the bombs. Huh? Why he blowed up that arch to find the Czech Ferdinand in Sarajevo right where they have the big war. We don't like people in Senegal. We don't like nobody, see. And I don't like you. What you say? What means Synagoga? It means black mountains. That's the kind of mountains we got in Synagoga. Big, black, mean mountains. Houses hang on side of black mountains. Boats climb around. Got brigands hide in mountains. Cut people's heads off. Wear two big guns and belt. Got knife that long. You don't monkey around in Synagoga. What them fellas laughing about? They laugh at Bogdan.
Hey, you fellas, you cut out that laugh and I break your head. You hear me, Bogdan? You be quiet.
Yeah, that's better. What you drinking? Beer. Beer's for babies. Bring me Schlivovitz.
Bring me bottle of Schlivovitz.
That's better. Yeah. You drink some Schlivovitz. I make you joke. I have to be a man to drink Schlivovitz. Look here. See? That's how I drink Schlivovitz, boy. Sure, I'm strong man. Have to be strong man. Come from Synagoga, drink Schlivovitz, make steel, kill people. Huh? Sure, I make steel. Sure, I kill people. I'm a man. And I hate Irish fellows. Huh? Sure, I tell you what. On account of this fellow, Manus O'Dwyer. Nah, you don't know Manus O'Dwyer. Manus O'Dwyer dead. Manus O'Dwyer awful dead. And you know who make him dead. He not ever gonna say some more tap the heat, Bogdan. He always say you, Bogdan, you bad word. You tap the heat. He say you big bad word, Bohunk. You tap the heat. He not ever gonna call me Bohunk no more, not from where he is. No, sir, not me. You see this? You know what that is? That man is still quiet.
Hey, stop the music!
Yeah, that's better. Sure, that man is so dry. That piece steel, that man is so dry. Don't he look nice? Sure, you buy me some more Schlivovitz, I tell you all about man is so dry. Then how he turn into a little piece steel. That's the boy I like, Schlivovitz. First, I'll tell you about Maja Wieczorek. Maja Wieczorek is a Polish girl from Przemysl. Her folks live down 4 blocks the other side, Commercial Avenue. My father's name is Casimir. He got one leg shot off in the war in 1916. Our mother's dead. Maya's got blonde hair. Maya's got bluest eyes I ever see. Maya's young and got mouth like ripe sherry. Then she got littlest feet in South Chicago. Now you know what. I think one time Maya Vichorek is in love to me. I think so, I just guess. But yeah, Bob, am I in love with Maya Vichorek? I say, Maya, you marry to me.
I'm not going to marry you, big fellow, you.
And I say, why not marry to me, Maya?
I'm going to marry speaking man better English than you. You think I want to be married to big bomb, make steel and drink sliver with all the time?
And I say, I learned good English, Maya. I learned say, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. It's just like on State Street, Maya.
I'm not going to marry big ugly man that always talk how he kill people all the time.
And I say, Maya, I only kill 4 people. And that is back in Senegora. I forgot their names all, but Ivan Klimovich. And if you say so, I don't kill nobody here, Maya, with your egg.
I think you are no good big bomb, Bogdan.
Hey, you know what? She kissed me on my face. That Maria Vichorek. That was I love. Clearly, I didn't keep my promise I make to Maria Vichorek. I just killed one man, though. Man is so wild. I never see Irisher before. I think he's some kind foreigner. He talk funny. I don't like him, but he don't care. He laugh all the time. Sometimes he sing songs. He sing pretty good. I go down to Maria's house this night. I stand outside and listen when I hear something through the window. You know what I hear through the window? I hear money, so do I.
Give us a kiss, Maria. You'll never miss one.
No, manners. I don't give kisses.
Well, don't you ever give kisses to that big lard-headed bohong boyfriend of yours, then?
What lard-headed boyfriend I got?
That big left-footed Bogdan. The one on the electric furnace.
I top the heat better like nobody. I top the heat.
Please don't talk like that, manners.
Well, you don't love him, do you now, Alana?
What's Alana, manners?
That is a term of endearment. Frequently indulged in by the people of Ara, my dear. When they're speaking to the woman they love.
Alana.
Aye, Alana. Also, Akushla McCree.
And what's Akushla McCree?
Pulse in me heart, Alana. 'Tis only used in conversation when one's speaking to the woman he loves.
Do you love me, Manus?
And why else would I be asking you for a kiss, then?
Oh, don't you ask all girls for a kiss, Manus?
That I do not. Only them I love. Will you give us a kiss, then?
I'm afraid to, Manus.
Afraid? And what are you afraid of, will you tell me?
Bogdan.
Bogdan? Huh. Why, I'll take that big ham-handed steel pusher and I'll twist his square head off with my little finger and I'll throw it in his face.
Whose face you gonna throw my head at? You leave my girl alone, you Irish, or I'll bust you up in little square pieces. That's what I said while I was climbing through the window. Huh? He don't throw my head in my face, but he give me 2 black eyes. He put in there, pull my ears off my head. And you know what? That Maria, she laugh. She laugh at Bogdan. So that's why I make up my mind I'm gonna kill Manus O'Dwyer. Nobody laughs at Bogdan.
Steel is made of iron to which is added other ingredients. Carbon is the essential ingredient and is added to the iron ore during the melting process. The mass of molten metal in the furnace is called a heat, and the process of pouring the mass from the furnace into the fire clay-lined ladles is called tapping the heat.
I don't work no more in the steel foundry. I quit. I used to work in the steel foundry over in Hammond. I quit. I don't want to work no more. Mother said, why are you not there anymore? So why I work? Mother said, why are you dead? Ain't you, Mother? Sure. It's all that left, a big, strong money, so Dwyer. Little stealing, that weigh maybe 2 pounds. You see, they don't have open hot furnaces anymore in steel foundry where I work. Got big electric furnace. Not have to have so many men when you got electric furnace, I guess. Or something, I don't know. Lots of people don't like electric furnace, but I like pretty good. I like progress, that's the word. Sure. Me, Bogdan, I like this progress. Manus O'Dwyer, he is kind of poruchnik. Poor man, he's tell everybody what he's gonna do. He fire people all the time and hire more. But he leave me alone in foundry. He big, strong Irish fella, but he not big and strong like Bogdan when Bogdan is at work. Bogdan got too many things to hit with. Billet, steel, hunks, limestone. Scoop shovel, big long steel rod with hook on it. Plenty things to make Bogdan stronger than Manus in foundry. So he leave me alone pretty much. Just holler, Bogdan, when you gonna top heat? And I top him when he's ready, see? That's my job. Bogdan tops heat. He's laugh all time, this Manos O'Dwyer. When he's not singing about dark mountains and roses, he sing pretty good. Me, I don't sing much. I work, I drink, I fight. That's enough. But I'm not satisfied with my job. I want better job. I talk one day to Manos O'Dwyer. I say, Manos, you mad on me?
I ain't even mad at you, Bogdan. I hammered your face into a pulp, and I'm just a boy that could do it again. So why should I be mad at you?
I thought you was mad on me.
When I get mad at you, Bogdan, you'll feel the weight of me fist on your nose. That's the way you'll know. What do you want, then?
I don't want to top the heat no more.
Ah. Would you like to be vice president in charge of, maybe? Or would you like to be private secretary, maybe, and run a typewriter, like?
I can't run no typewriter.
Maybe you'd like to go into the paymaster's office and count the shillings for us.
I don't want to be no monkey in office.
Well, where do you want to be a monkey, then, Bogdan? Maybe you'd rather be a chimpanzee or a gorilla.
Yeah.
Maybe I could get you into the zoo and shy.
Yeah,
you'd be a very neat orangutan if you had a tail.
I'm not no monkey.
Yes, you are a monkey, Bogdan. I made a monkey out of you the other night with your girl.
Yeah. I want to run electric crane.
You do?
I can run electric crane.
Listen, Dickie McDonough, that runs the crane on the day shift, was 31 years learning how to run it, I'll have you know. And Margaret Pemberton, that's on the night shift, it was 12 years just getting to be an apprentice.
I know how to run an electric crane.
Not down my floor you'll run no electric crane, me boy. Galloping up and down over men's heads with a ladle full of white-hot running steel and splashing it all over us all.
I can run an electric crane.
Get back to your job, Bogdan Ishkowitz, whatever your bohunk name is, and don't be bothering me with your ambitions and such. Go on now. Go tap a heat, Bogdan. Go away, I'm busy. Scratch your
Nobody gonna talk that way to Bogdan Petrovich, you know that. You did find that out, didn't you, Manus O'Dwyer? Look at Manus. Manus just old ingot steel. Just special heat, all white hot in big tea kettle, just iron, carbon, limestone, vanadium, and man. That's all he is. Manus O'Dwyer, that hit me on the eye and take away my girl Marya Vachorik and not let me run electric crane. Better not monkey with Bogdan.
The electric furnace is differentiated from the open hearth furnace for melting steel is shaped much like a giant tea kettle. And when the heat is ready to be tapped, the entire furnace is tipped up on trunnions and the molten white hot steel is poured from the spout into a ladle in the soaking pit below.
I don't want to see you never no more, Bogdan.
What matter you, Maya Vittori? Bogdan not good enough for you?
Bogdan just too bad man for me. Bogdan never gets to be foreman. Bogdan never gets to be nothing. You think I want to be married to poor Rapnik all your life?
You don't love me no more, Maya.
I never said I love you, never.
You did, yes. You give me kiss.
What's a kiss?
You give kisses other fellas are.
I kiss everybody I want to.
You kiss that Manus old wife.
Ain't none your business I kiss Manus old wife.
It's my business.
Why is your business if I kiss Manus old wife?
Because if you kiss him, I bet I kill him.
Ha ha, you kill him. Chuck Krebs.
Swear, Maya.
What's the difference if I swear? You make me mad, you make me laugh.
Well, don't say chocolate.
I say chocolate every time I want.
Maya, I love you.
Bogdan, I don't love you.
You think you're going to marry this man? No,
I'm going to marry him.
You're going to be a widow.
You do that, I'm going to call the policeman. They're going to hang you. Oh, I'm not afraid, though. You try hurt manners, he give you some more black eyes. That's what he do.
Maya, please love me.
Yeah. I love
Manus. I hate Manus. I kill him.
You better sneak up him when he's not looking when you try to kill him. It's the only way you can do it. He's going to break you in two pieces with hands.
If you're not going to marry to me, you're not going to marry to that Manus old wife. You wait and see, you. You widow, you.
The temperature of molten steel ranges from 3,000 to 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit, in which condition it flows like water. Organic matter brought into contact with molten steel simply vanishes in a brief burst of flame and is absorbed into the metal itself.
Was the truth in her eye ever beaming that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee?
You seem so sweet.
This is a song of my own country, I push Lemafee. And it makes me homesick for the darkling mountains above the evening waters.
Dark mountains? An island? Black mountains?
Yeah, sure. We've mountains and hills of any kind you can put your mind to. Mostly green under the sun and the rain. Gray in the twilight. And when the shadows of the night fall on Tralee, the mountains are sure enough black.
Black mountains? Mountains of death, man.
No. Mountains of beauty and... What's the matter, darling?
The Black Mountains. Bogdan tells of the Black Mountains in his country, too, in Senegora.
Oh, forget Bogdan.
He hates you, man.
What could he do to me, then?
Man, when Bogdan taps the heat...
Yes.
What do you do?
Well, I stand not too close and watch.
Does he stand close?
Oh, he's not an easily frightened man. He stands close. Well, it's Bogdan that digs out the fire clay plug in the furnace spout so that the hot steel can pour out. And that's not a job for a man who's afraid.
Tell me what it is like, Manus.
Well, the great gears grind and the big furnace tips up and the gas flames are licking away at the ladle down in the smoke.
And how hot is it?
But the temperature of the steel, of course, two or 3,000 degrees.
Yes.
Now, Bogdan stands with a kind of a pick at the spout of the kettle and he picks away at the hardened clay. And soon enough, the little red nose of the first flow breaks through. Then there's a roar, and the white-hot steel pours down into the ladle.
I'm afraid.
And the sparks leap up into the air from the surface of the liquid steel. And they fly about and burn holes in the men's clothing. And there's the smell of burned earth and hot steel. And men stand fascinated each time it happens. For it's like a glimpse into the mouth of hell. And no man ever tires of it.
And are they afraid, these men? Bogdan.
No, Bogdan's not afraid.
What if men fall into the steel?
That doesn't happen.
Never?
Well, once in a great, great while.
And what happens then?
He's never seen it. But they say there's a flash of yellow flame and never the sound of a man's crying out and he's gone. Then his people take a little dab of the steel in which he died. And that they take and hold the funeral services over the steel. Or for the man as part of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, now, let's talk of things more pleasant. Or, shall I sing you the Rose of Tralee
again? And what do they do with the rest of the steel?
Well, it's buried, too, for a minor's part of it, and there's no telling what would happen if the steel were to be used. Now, shall I sing again, Alana?
What I want is more Shlevovitz. I don't feel good.
Bring me more bottle Shlevovitz. Bring beer for my city friend here. Hurry up!
You ought to drink Shlevovitz. It's for men. Men like Bogdan. That man is so dry. He married Maria Vichorek. That beer Shlevovitz. Yeah, that's better. Da-da-da, he married Maria Vyacharek, and now Maria Vyacharek is a widow. Just the same like Bogdan says she's going to be. She widow. And out in cemetery is coffin with only little piece steel inside it. Little piece steel like this little piece of steel. And inside little piece steel is... Listen, you hear something?
Shut up, you everybody!
You don't hear? Put your ear down by the little steel ingot, fella. You still don't hear? Why, man is singing. Man is a dwyer. Hear him just as plain from inside little steel ingot. Sure, I hear him lots of times. Don't scare me. I sing right along with him. See? Easing above the dark water, 'twas there I met Mary, the Rose of Tralee. We sing pretty good together, Mother to be. Mother said I couldn't hurt him. Maya said I couldn't hurt him. But Maya's the widow. Poor Maria Vichorek. Manus, how you like, Manus? You don't monkey around with Bogdan. Bogdan, pretty smart guy. And he don't like nobody. Bogdan don't even like Maria Vichorek no more. Dad don't even like me.
Manus Dwyer, 33, a foreman in the number one foundry, was instantly killed today when he fell into a 15-ton ladle full of molten steel. The only witness to the tragedy was Bogdan Petrovich, a laborer who lost three fingers of his left hand.
The fingers I pushed them with my left hand. I bumped my hand against the edge of the ladle. It was hot. Not so hot like the steel that was flowing into it from the big tea kettle, though. Not so hot like where Manus O'Dwyer. We topped the heat. The big, fat river of steel that comes out the spouty splash down. You listen, you hear only the gears making noises while they tip the kettle up higher to get all the steel. You hear whistles where crane is scooting down above our heads to lift up ladle and make it longer faster. You hear all kinds of noises in the foundry. You hear Manus O'Dwyer talk in your ear.
Bogdan, you're awful close to the edge there.
Then you hear yourself say,
I'm not scared.
You hear yourself say,
you're scared, Manus O'Dwyer.
And whistles make noise. You look through black goggle at Manus O'Dwyer. And you see he's only man, and that is steel down there. And you laugh at Manus O'Dwyer. Manus O'Dwyer, he hollers.
What are you laughing at, you big bullhump?
Then you hear yourself say,
I see something floats on top steel down there.
And then you look through black goggles. You see Manus O'Dwyer lean over and see what you point. I put my hand, left hand on his shoulder and I holler.
There, see?
Then he leaned far over. And whistle blows real loud and he looked up away from me. I give him just a little shove and he'd fall. Just like a match, fella. Ego. Make flamies out. Never see him again. So you hear me holler, hey, hey. Yop Bob Manus falls in steel. And all men come running, we shut off boring, and nobody can do nothing. No more Manus O'Dwyer, not see him at all. Only I can smell him, little bit, the dark smell of steel and burnt clay. And in all big noises in Pompey, I can hear. Listen. Put your ear down by steel ingot is all that's left, Manus O'Dwyer. See if you hear.
Da. Come on, Bogdan. Time to go home.
You go where you old woman, you.
It's time to go home, Bogdan.
I'll go home when I get ready.
Come, Bogdan.
Yeah. You know who this old woman is. You know that. Yeah. You tell the man what is your name, old woman.
Come home, Bogdan.
Tell him your name he wants to know.
I'm Marya Vichorek O'Dwyer Petrovich.
You see. She says she was never going to marry to me. Now I'm some more Slivovich.
No more, Bogdan. You have had enough for tonight.
I say I want... Hey, Marya. You said you would marry to me, huh?
I said I wouldn't marry you.
Marya knows what happened to Manus. But Marya can't prove it. Can you, Marya?
But you will die.
Manus didn't kill me.
Manus will. Manus will.
You think this little old steel ingot going to kill big, strong Bogdan? Come on, Manus. Let's sing. The pale moon was rising above the green mountains. The sun was declining.
The widow of Bogdan Petrovich, former steel worker, who was killed last Thursday when a small ingot of steel he was keeping for a souvenir fell from a shelf above his head and crushed his skull, will make her debut tonight at the Idle Hour Theater as a singer. Mrs. Petrovich, the former Marya Vichorek, will present a group of Irish songs, including the popular ballad Rose of Tralee. Mrs. Petrovich will be remembered as the widow of Manus O'Dwyer.
Today's Quiet Please story is Tap the Heat, Bogdan. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper, and the man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell.
Ed Lotta Stavisky played Marya. J. Pat O'Malley was Morris. And Carl Emery told how steel is made. As usual, music for Quiet Please is played by Alfred Berman. Now, for a word about next week, here is our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Quiet Please. My story for next week is called Be Who's Valentine.
And so until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.